On today's MVP Baseball Podcast, we discuss the Mets getting swept, the D-backs winning, putting together a few wins, the awesome Dodgers-Padres series that is starting today, touch on the A's hot streak, and the Red Sox losing to the Mariners, and a few other things on today's podcast. But first, without further ado, let's get it going. This is Baseball. I'm your host. I'm joined by Mason, Carson, and fucking Jaime. And Mets got swept, so I'll just go straight there.
Which Mets got swept? Dang.
Mets got swept. I guess we can start with Carson and then Mason can brag, I guess.
Yeah, I told you to turn on your TV. This shit was too funny.
All right, Carson, the floor is yours. Go ahead and go on a big rant.
It's okay. I know what it's like to get one.
I know the D-backs experienced it.
Oh, man.
God damn it. All right, Carson, are you going to go off or am I waiting for nothing?
Yes. So
Edwin Diaz is the Joker.
It was all fine. Yeah, so, you know, it was all fine until the Cubs scored three. So hit a two-run bomb, and I thought we had a chance to come back, which we did, but, you know. Edwin Diaz, the bullpen actually did a solid job besides Diaz. Sean Reed Foyley pitched better than he. And then Rojas, the big muscle dude with his free fucking masks, he leaves Diaz in. He needs to be fired. We're just as bad as Mickey Callaway. And then Diaz, he the first batter he faces, he fucking drills with a 90-mile-per-hour pitch. And then the bases are loaded because they intentionally walked that Eric Sogard, who's now our dad, I guess. And then fucking Jason Hayward comes up. And then Diaz, he throws like a fastball, this shit's got like no movement. It's a 90-mile-per-hour softball thing right down the middle of the plate. Hayward hits it, he fucking stares down the mound, stares down the entire fucking team, lets us know our bullpen fucking sucks. And then we lost.
Day in life of a Mets fan.
Yeah, it was more painful on last night, actually.
Carson, can you let the audience I just want them to know what your name was last episode we did. Was it the Mets are good, or am I just thinking of something else?
He said the White Sox are good.
I think it was like the Mets are in first. I said the Mets were in first place because I was surprised because I always shit on them.
And then
guess what? Zayden, you tried to jinx the Mets. You tried to jinx them and think they would win. Like, you thought you had superpowers or something, but it went the other way.
Well, if I just didn't say that I jinxed them, then they would have won.
Or maybe because the Cubs are actually, a somewhat decent team.
No, I, jinxed the Mets, and then I, didn't jinx the Mets because I said I jinxed.
Yeah, take credit for something you didn't do, okay?
Oh, boy. Oh, and by the way,
Jaime, this is not a good
And by
thing.
The way, can Aaron Loop shit... Oh, and by the way, I'm going to have to another little small rant. Aaron Loop, can you shave that little tail in the back of your head? That's disgusting. Just buzz it off. It's distracting me from the game. Also, Kevin Pillar, please learn how to hit a fucking baseball. I hope you get DFA'd because you're so bad.
Who's that guy from third base, Luis Guillotine?
Guillotine.
Guillorme? Oh, he actually, I think He made a good play, but he couldn't hit. I think that big beard was blocking his vision. That's why he didn't get a hit.
So he's like Matt Chapman with a hit.
How's the pitching, Carson?
Well, besides Diaz, all jokes aside, Sean Reed Foyley, the dude who like looks like he's taking a shit on the mound, like where he bends over and it looks like he's taking a shit. He actually pitched good. I don't care what he does as long as he pitched. Loop, even though he has that little disgusting tail in the back of his head, he looked solid. And then Castro looked solid too. Diaz looked fine for like one inning and then he just imploded. It's like watching a blind man pitch. I mean, like, these fastballs got, like, no movement. They're straight right down the fucking middle of the plate.
So, how did Lindor play?
Well, he hit a home run the other night, but tonight he just...
0 for 5, I think.
Well, he had...
Did he have a couple of errors yesterday, or was that... Did he have an error or two or something like that?
Well, oh no, you should. That was the whole team. That was the whole team, but yeah, him.
The whole team had four yesterday.
Yeah, I know. This team is bad. That's why I want to play the show so bad, but it's not show. But it's not showing up, so I can't play it. I want to DFA the entire Mets roster. That's what I'm actually going to do. I'm just going to sit there and, like, DFA all these players.
Please give the Mets fielding practice, or, like, what happened?
I'm going to start with Kevin Pillar first.
Let that fuckface Dom Smith. Fucking hate that guy.
What? Oh, Dom Smith has actually been solid. Besides that, he grounded into a double play, he had, like, you just missed a home run. Is the wind is being gay at Wrigley?
Right,
so I can't wait for the day where a tornado hits Wrigley Field.
There were like three or four balls that went off the basket that game.
Yeah, Conforto hit one and it looked like Mariznick ate a bunch of vines. Like, I mean, his jaw smacked into the vines.
He's just vegan. It's okay.
That's so stupid, Jaime.
And you make fun of my Doolittle joke.
And by the way, Trevor Williams looks like Trevor Williams looks like Nico Bellic from Red Dead Redemption 2. So that's why we lost. They got a Red Dead Redemption character pitching for them. That's not fair. No.
Williams has done good, all except that one start in Pittsburgh.
Hey, can we remind everyone that Pittsburgh is leading the division?
Huh?
No, the Brewers are, dummy.
Pittsburgh.
Well, I thought the Pirates were. Never mind. I guess I was wrong.
Well, they're better than the Cardinals.
The Cubs are better than Cardinals
better than
and the
White Sox.
Okay. I don't know what the White Sox have to do with anything.
Brizzo over Abreu? Yes.
Well, they're a central team, to be fair, but yeah, I get your point.
Vancouver Brew? Yes.
Carson just pissed because he said the Mets had a better record than the White Sox, and then 3 days later, we had the same record. So,
guys, the White Sox traded for Kevin Pillar. For Kevin Pillar.
They do need a good defensive player.
So much for this short episode.
Yeah, I know, because they start talking about the White Sox, even though they've played, like, one game since we last did a podcast.
I mean, the White Sox do need someone that can play defense other than Grandal.
Well, they traded for Kevin Pillar.
I mean, you have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Fine, who's a good defender on the White
Sox? Robert's a good defender.
Luis Robert.
Grandal leads the fucking league in catcher's interference. He's had, like, five this year.
Five.
Yeah, he had two the other night. It's ridiculous.
McCann got one last night.
James McCann had a catcher's interference on Monday, I think.
Hey guys, welcome to Impractical Jokers. In this episode, how is it a catcher's interference without a glove?
All right. We're not talking about the fucking White Sox. You guys can go fuck yourselves.
Right? You're not gonna talk about them today?
I was gonna let Mason talk about the Cubs since we're on the Cubs Mets game. Eat up some time so we can get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
No D-backs. Sad face.
Yeah, they go to
12:40.
I can't wait to see.
Well, maybe Mason it takes a long game.
See the shitty field Cubs.
All right. Cubs Mets. Someone? Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's so funny when he does that.
Mason, you're a Cubs fan. You tell what happened. I don't want to say what happened.
Okay.
Hi, Mesa Bunting.
You know, Victor Caratini is gone, but I think Eric Sogard replaced him as the Mets killer.
All right, go ahead. Cubs Mets.
I thought it was Rizzo. At least, it's our daddy Rizzo.
Jesus Christ, Jaime.
Whole team owns us.
D-backs
side beat. Everybody else, shut the fuck up.
Okay. So, game one, we fucking. You just want me to go over every game or what? I don't fucking know which one.
Just say this whole series, we own the Mets. That's it.
Three words to throw in a fucking, so.
Well, game one, we won 3-1 on some hits and shit, so that was cool. Game two, we bent them over, handled them, and violated them in the asshole. 16-4.
Luis Guillorme pitched, though, which was cool. The
experience.
Yeah,
Luis Guillorme pitched.
No!
Yeah.
Fuck, God.
Mason, I had Wilson Contreras on my bench.
He still pitched better than 2019, Craig Kimbrel.
Oh, you just got swept, and now you want to talk shit, huh? Okay. So I'll just say it. No sugarcoating it. We fucking hand-railed you guys the entire fucking series. You guys fucking sucked.
Yeah, Well, that doesn't count. It was against the Mets. That's not a real team.
I'm not wrong. Weren't you the one that said?
Well, yeah, because I was surprised. I'm always.
You're the one that said
them.
That.
Like you guys saw me.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Carson was right. It's gonna be a mess. He predicted it was like 2 weeks ago.
Carson was the one who said, "When people say, what was it? Oh, Mets gonna Met." He's the one that said that's not a valid argument. Now he wants to use it when the Cubs sweep them. Okay.
Okay.
So
yeah, you're moving.
Well, yeah, but it's not. It's not a valid argument, though. I'm not wrong.
Then why are you using it? Like,
in 2019, when the Cubs bullpen blew a game, that's like saying, "Oh, why did they lose?" Normal people would bring up an argument, would say, "Oh, poor management," but no, they're just gonna say, "Cubs gonna cover some stupid stuff
okay,
like that."
You guys got so fucked that you can't blame it on the manager.
All I'm saying is, have an actual argument, please.
I mean, Matt's gonna Matt.
Okay.
You were the one who used the White Sox.
No, it won't.
Did you say in the predictions for the standings, Aiden?
Wait,
when
did I say that? I just said this team is a joke.
You were like, "Oh, it's against the
Mets."
I said this team is a joke.
I didn't say they're
shitting on the Mets. Carson gets defensive.
I thought the Mets were a comedy, but I realized it's a tragedy.
You said it was against the Mets, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Guys, okay. You do realize I said the series was going to be a shit show like last week, and I was right about it.
I just said that.
Well, from a Mets standpoint, from the Cubs, it was probably good.
Okay, Mason.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. And today's game, Hayward walked off deals, obviously.
Thank God Hayward figured out how to hit, like, the last 2 years.
Was Diaz a top five reliever?
I feel like he's going to repeat
Hayward
2019.
Conforto right now, I'd take him.
Mets fans, when Conforto isn't batting like Ted Williams.
Damn.
Okay, but he's not doing anything right now. Like, I'm not saying DFA him. I'm saying just bench him.
You just said DFA the entire team.
That's your name right now.
I'm clearly being sarcastic. I don't.
How bad has he been? Like, what?
He had a double today. Almost was a homer.
Well, I mean,
Conforto stats. Let's see this.
Like, how do they just expect
him? Well, yeah, but Wrigley Field's being gay.
Okay, we'll see what happens when we go to Shitty Field.
Oh my God, Conforto's only batting 171.
Yeah, we're probably gonna get swept again.
Oh, I know why he's batting 171. He's from Washington.
Well, his OPS is like 500, 565, I think.
That's not very good.
Yeah, I know. Well, he'll improve though, because like we're only like what a few games into the season.
Okay, Mason.
What?
I have Wilson Contreras on my bat in the last five on my bench in the last 5 days.
Fucking idiot!
I'm still first place though, so F you.
I haven't even paying attention to our shitty fucking.
We have another.
Let's see the standings right now. Okay, guys, here's our standings. I'll be quick about this. First place is me. Oh, Zayden's second place, actually. Okay. Carson's third and Mason's fourth, per usual.
fucking cunt.
I'm not even playing, and I have a better record than Mason.
He didn't even draft his own team, and he's playing better.
I mean, I haven't been really playing either.
I had Tim Anderson on my bench. He's actually starting to do good now. Thank my God.
I mean, he's been great since coming off the IL, so go fuck yourself.
Okay, are you going to go about the White Sox now? Imagine, or like, do I go about the D-backs?
We played one game.
Can I go about the D-backs then? Because they took a dump all over the Reds?
Sure, but I want to know what Carson was saying because I know it's something stupid and I want to hear it.
Wow. Okay.
About what?
You said the White Sox.
Did I say something about the White Sox?
I heard White Sox.
Oh, I just said imagine if Jaime was the manager of the White Sox. I said imagine if Jaime was the manager of the White Sox.
I would take out Tim Anderson after making one error because F Tim Anderson.
Okay, I was about to make a joke that's not appropriate for this podcast. All right, Jaime, go on the D-backs.
Okay, we took a dump all over the Reds, so Reds coverage, F you. Any other Reds page? F you guys. First game, we won 5-4. That was cool. What, the D-backs bullpen?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my God. Hey, the Cubs one did, though, the Cubs pitching. Okay, back on topic. Pavin Smith did good. Calhoun. F you. Second game.
If I would have said it, off the fucking mid. Hopping on Zayden's cock now, huh, homie?
I hate this group chat. second game. Second game, we had the lead until the Reds just took a. Actually, we didn't have the lead. Oh, who left? Oh, okay. D-backs were about to lose until Josh Van Meter came out of nowhere. A former Red, by the way, just hit a home run, so that was cool.
You guys got lucky because of the rain, right?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. That was lucky because the game was canceled. I'm trying to say about that.
Well, the guy was fucking pitching in the rain. That's the only reason you probably scored the run.
The home run, you mean?
But I thought, like, he walked a guy to give you, like, a 5-4 lead.
It was something like that. Then the guy's
like, I ain't fucking pitching. And then they called it for the night.
I don't blame him. They should have canceled the
coast.
They should have canceled the game the second it started raining badly. But whatever. Okay, D-backs won that game 8-5. That was the second game. Third game, it was like World Series 2017 Game 5. Epic.
Okay. Hurry the fuck up.
Sorry, I sound like your grandpa.
That doesn't even make sense, you fucking cocksucker.
This is what I mean, and you guys like say my jokes are bad. He makes fun of your grandparents and stuff.
Well, he's always
at
least
so.
He's just dick shit all the time.
At least Jaden. Oh yeah, never mind. My
he's such a dick.
Such a cunt.
Okay, Sean Doolittle didn't do a lot.
Oh God.
Sean Doolittle did little.
Shut the hell up.
He did little for the Red City.
Quit out.
He sure did little. Oh my God. So bad. Okay. Then David Peralta. David Peralta with the power of gods from Venezuela hit like five base hits and seven RBIs. I'm not sure what happened to him today.
Power of gods from Venezuela.
Not wrong. Taylor Widener, inconsistent. JB Bukaka did solid. He made his debut like 2 days ago, so congrats to him. I want them to call him up. Also, Efion Lopez. Also, let's not forget.
That's the guy who I made fun of.
I made fun of him too. Also, let's not forget Nicholas Castellanos.
God damn it!
Nicholas Castellanos is like good.
God.
Thanks,
Ami.
Thanks. We didn't know that.
It's
Castellanos.
Nicholas Castellanos.
Castellanos.
Fucking cocksucker.
All okay, right. Go about the White Sox, please, you.
We played one fucking game. I'm not talking about them.
Go over it.
All right, well, Abreu looked a lot better. That's all I got to say.
Still like a top 10 first baseman.
See, dude, this is why I didn't want to go over the White Sox. So you're going to play some shit.
Can you talk about the MLB the Show ratings? Like, we just go over
yeah,
briefly.
Yeah. Shut the hell up.
Okay, so we're Tatis is like this.
I'd love to play MLB the Show 21, but
Tommy's in poverty too much. You won't be able to get it.
Hold on,
I don't want to get it until I get the new console because I want to use Stadium Creator, but it's on old last gen. Yeah.
What? Did you guys see the Twins at Athletics finish yesterday?
No,
bullshit.
Let me guess. Was it the overtime rules? Extra innings, overtime. Not overtime. Extra time, extra innings, extra overtime. Innings. Let me guess. Was it one of Manfred's rules again?
Kind of, but the Twins just imploded. Arias threw away a ball.
God, I need to see this. Is it on Twitter or something like that? Let me see this.
I mean, after an error from the second baseman where he botched the ball, Arias, like, threw it in the fucking bleacher. Well, Mason, you saw it, didn't you?
Yeah, I think.
He, like, fucking completely missed. Wasn't even fucking close.
Wait, let me look up this clip. I need to see this. Let me play it. It was from last night, right?
It's from yesterday, yeah.
Oh, actually, can we talk about the Athletics have an 11-game winning streak?
Yeah, we were going to touch on that.
Moneyball over again, guys. Moneyball. I'm calling it.
So are you watching it or not? Or we just move on. What are you doing?
Let's see. Okay, here's a clip from ESPN. A's walk off in bottom of the 10th tank thanks to a pair of errors by Twins. I don't like this already.
Yeah, because they took out Donaldson. We're fucking up. I think they took out Donaldson or some shit.
Surprised Donaldson's still walking.
Such a cunt.
Okay, only if ESPN would load.
It's probably the ESPN servers, honey.
No, it's because my internet's bad right now because I have the Dodgers game in the background.
But you want to blame Anchor servers for your shitty internet.
Well, it's more my Verizon, not CenturyLink.
Whatever the hell it is.
Wow, you're so cool, Mason, with your voice. Wow.
God.
You gonna watch it or not? What are you doing?
Team Forever. Let's talk about something else in the meantime.
He's too busy jacking off to his cartel games.
No.
Can you talk about how much we have like in the fucking Padres? Are they imploding too?
AJ Pollock hit a home run or whatever you call it. I think I stopped watching the game by then.
Oh, okay. They just fucking got out of it. Fuck me. Never mind. Bases were loaded. One out. The Dodgers didn't score.
I'm surprised AJ Pollock, the rat, actually got a base hit and didn't injure his elbow again.
Tommy, are you watching this shit or not? Because you're wasting time.
ESPN won't load. My internet's effing A's right now.
Right now?
Like, yeah. Well, yeah, but like right now.
Okay. I'll talk about the A's. Actually, you know,
the A's. Moneyball 2.0. Let's make a new movie about it.
They've won 11 straight. All I know is really playing fucking great is I think Canna's playing good, and Olsen's playing really good.
Yeah. Is Andrews actually hitting with a OPS plus above 100, actually?
I think he's sucking still, because I heard some announcers talking about him playing for his job or something like that.
Maybe they shouldn't have traded it for him, and they should have signed Simmons, but whatever.
All right, let's see.
Jesus Lizardo has sucked the absolute life out of my fantasy team. I dropped him.
Let's see, I don't even fucking know. They're just fucking winning. Just like, I don't fucking know.
Okay, this clip is loading finally. It's going to take another 5 minutes.
They need to move Lizardo to the bullpen.
So did the Astros
move Lizardo to the bullpen back? And they'll win?
Did the Astros get their players back?
Wait. It's playing. Hold up. Let me see this. Okay, it goes to the second baseman. Oh, okay, he drops it. Hey, shut the fuck up. Let me play the audio.
God damn it.
Oh my god, he wants to play the audio.
Okay, talk first and I'll play the audio. Talk first.
I think Yordan and Bregman are back because I got the fantasy notifications that they're in the lineup.
Oh yeah, I see it. Altuve's not back yet.
Thank god Yordan's back.
All right, Jaime, go ahead and play the shit if you want to.
Maybe now that Yordan's back, they'll shut up the casuals now.
Go, Jaime, goddamn.
Okay, let me play this. Okay, it's bases loaded, 12-10. Let me play this. Okay, it goes to second base. Oh, he drops it.
Goddamn it.
Okay, wait. Okay, Chapman touched home plate. Wait, let me see.
One's way better.
Wait. Let me see this. Okay, Ryan.
God damn it.
Such a dick.
It's so bad. D-back side B.
Wasn't even close. I mean...
I need to watch that throw again. I need to watch that. Why did he take out Donaldson again? Did he get hurt again?
Might have taken. That's what the fucking announcers are talking about. I haven't looked. I didn't fucking.
It's not an easy play. It's not even close, man.
Let's see.
Yeah,
they took out Donaldson, put in. What the fuck? Put in fucking Travis Blankenhorn.
Who?
Blankenhorn.
Moved Arias to third. There's no way. He had to get hurt. No, he didn't get hurt. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. The announcers were bitching about
these no-name fucks sound like Mets players. Luis Rojas.
Better fielding.
Yeah, I think they took him out with an... I don't even fucking know. The announcement was talking about him taking the players out for offensive purposes and not caring about the defense.
Okay, can we talk about what I said? Can we talk about what I said earlier about like
Didn't Donaldson hit a homer that game?
Yeah, he was 4-for-6 that game.
Jesus.
Is Donaldson gonna show up in his next step out in like a wheelchair?
He's in Tony La Russa. Oh. Okay. They only see Bo Bichette's home run at Fenway.
No. Hold on. They put Blankenhorn in for a pinch runner because of the stupid rule.
Hey, Rob Manfred, can you please change this rule? Like, I don't really like it.
And then moved Arias to third and put Blankenhorn at second. And then, you know,
that throw was so bad.
Hit a two-run homer, so
Well, what the third baseman did was like, and when you're the third baseman, you field the ball and MLB the Show, and you just intentionally throw it off. Did anyone see Trout get injured? Like a elbow contusion, what we call it? Concussion? Contusion?
Concussion. He's doing this shit on purpose, too.
He was wearing, was it tonight?
Yeah, it was against Christian. What's his name? Like Javier?
He was wearing a fucking mic for YouTube, too, and then he gets injured.
Still winning MVP. I had Bregman. Yeah, but... only had
one. I don't fucking know what the hell happened.
What?
Oh, they expect him to play Friday, so it's nothing big.
Can you also want to talk about how the Mariners took a dump over the Red Sox?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't in like the 10th inning, I think. But
you know. So, yeah, F the Red Sox, F Alec. Oh, here's a – oh, it's too political. I can't talk about it. Never mind.
All right, I think we're almost done, so you can do your horse shit, bullshit, whatever the fuck you want to do.
I'm going on ESPN, the best site for MLB news.
I mean, you got a minute to talk about what you want to talk about.
I wonder if Frank Fleming said anything.
Dude, yeah, he goes off every night the fucking Mets play. Just like the Mets are not winning 50 games.
What, me?
So this guy on fucking Twitter is a Mets fan.
Where's Jack Kerr at, Alec? Not McCarson for the Alonzo home run. Where's Jack Kerr at?
He goes, the Mets need...
Did anyone see the horrible play by the Yankees earlier? Like the fielding?
No, I didn't. They won. They actually won a game.
They turned to the Orioles that match. Oh, my God.
All right, so the guy said, this is the worst Mets team I have seen in 30 years. It's a dead ringer for 1993. And then he says, Luis Rojas is dancing to Go Cubs Go. Mets will never be above 500 again. And now a Jamie commercial. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. Watch, never mind. Trash, I'll say a dog. Joke.
You guys know it's me. Always yells.
Who's that?
Who's that guy? Who is it? Like Mets Nation? Where you call him? He was like nice pine tar.
You don't know Mets Maniac?
No.
Oh,
I think Frank Fleming's.
Oh, I'll
good.
Send. I'll send you guys. It's actually
kind more of fun. You should watch Door it. The Bust. Talk about negativity.
What?
And you guys think I get mad? This kid absolutely like, loses his shit.
Birdland sports page moments. Oh my God. Oh, we didn't talk about this. Bellinger got injured. Did we ever talk about
that? Yeah, we talked about it.
Okay, then. Then I guess we got nothing to talk
guys,
about.
Look at the group chat. I sent the video.
Let me check this out.
Oh God!
Hold up, I'll play the audio since phones can't do that, especially iPhones.
Huh?
What?
Are you saying cut ass?
Mason's still sucking off Steve Jobs, even though he's 11 feet underground.
All right, so
God, please stop.
Y'all not rocking with Steve Jobs, dead body.
I mean, we're ending. Podcast.
Aww.
Wait, what is Jaime doing? Is he gonna watch the video I sent?
Well, yeah, my errands would take like 10 years to do it, so hold up, be patient, people.
Okay, Jaime, you got 15 seconds.
No, that's enough time. I think you need 150 seconds, maybe. Okay, that's it. You get in this podcast. We're done. We're done. We're done.
All right, cunt.
Okay, right. Zayden.
Oh, yeah, we're going back to once a week next week. Remember that?
Oh, wait. Okay, I got it right here. Oh, it's this kid. I know who this kid is. Hold on, let me play this.
Hurry up.
Put me in. I'm almost there. It's a little more rehab. I'm just enjoying my time on the range. It's all good. I'm just requesting an action right now. Let's see.
Let's
see what you think.
What's he doing?
I mean, you think that's good? The Frank Fleming video from yesterday, Mason.
Dude. Did he? What is the guy who called Jesse Wink?
I bet like, that Mets Maniac dude's like a chill.
That's Jeremy's yeah. brother.
I bet it? The Mets Maniac dude's like a chill person in real life. It's just that once someone turns on a camera, he loses it.
Isn't this the same guy who called like Jesse Wink or like Jesser Winkley? Let me see this.
Like he said, who the fuck is this guy?
Hot fucking buffalo, fat stinky fucking turtle. He's the goat. The fat goat water, please. I just want to go. If the lobster is behind the dish, making an attack.
I need to keep watching these videos. Let me see this.
No, I got a good one. Check the group chat. I'm about to send it. All right, check the
okay.
group chat. I sent a good one.
I think we're done. I think we're done here. I think we're done here.
We got to end the fucking podcast.
No, watch the one I sent.
The last 10 minutes has just been us rambling, actually.
Yeah, it has. We need to end. I'm ending.
Okay, last one.
Hurry up.
Robert Gesellman, you smelly fucking hobo. Please walk your ass down the parking lot. Call Roger Danvers up. Give him a jangle. Call that fucking Uber and head back in fucking Syracuse. We're down there. I want to see your ass back on fucking TV while we're like, please. Oh, I'm John Danvers.
I wonder if this guy's serious or like he's playing a character. Okay, that's it. We're done. Oh, it's a satire page. It's a satire page in bio, so I guess
God,
it's a character.
Too funny.
All right, we're done. Fuck.
Right, wait, guys. Special news, guys.
Quit! Every time I go to do the outro, you start talking.
So yeah, we put Jock on the 10-day aisle and brought up Nico. There's a little bit of news.
Who? Never heard of him.
Jock, retard.
He's never heard of him.
Yeah.
No, I mean Nico. Who? Never heard of him.
Nico Horner, retard.
Oh, that loser. Okay.
Nico, like you should know another.
Special news, guys. Me and Mason are going to Minnesota to play an IRL match of Warzone.
Dude.
All right, I'm ending the podcast. Thank you for listening.
We're going to be looting the Target.
Dude.
Enjoy the episode. Bye.